A century or so ago, the World's Fair was one of the greatest spectacles imaginable. Does it have a place in the modern world? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-970-5160. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-970-5160. That's 1-800-970-5160.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 7th, the 158th day of the year. Tom Jones celebrates his 73rd birthday. When you hear the term World's Fair, you may think of the expos in Paris, St. Louis, and Chicago that introduce wonders like the Eiffel Tower, the Ferris wheel, the telephone, and the sewing machine. But where can you find similar spectacles in the modern world? There is an expo every 5 years sanctioned by an international agency. The most recent World's Fair was in Shanghai in 2010, and Milan, Italy has been awarded the event in 2015. But it may be a long time before America plays host again. The U.S. is no longer a member of the International Organizing Committee. The last World's Fair in America, by the way, was in New Orleans in 1984. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.